The Superman of great ideas, Steve Shank is here. Hey, Jay. Hey, Steve.
Hi, Roger.
So here's what I would like to talk about. You know, you have a website, steveshank.com, and you and I have known each other for a lot of years. I've been working with you in marketing and stuff for I don't know how many years now.
20-some-odd.
And one day you said, hey, I've written a book, and I'm going to send you an electronic copy. And it was transformational. I know the book's undergone edits and changes and things since I got my first initial electronic copy. But I mean, it was pretty amazing stuff. Because I think what a lot of people are looking for is they're looking for a tooth fairy type magic potion genie, you know, whatever, to come along, rub the magic lantern and get your three wishes granted kind of an experience. And I'm not sure, having been around you for the number of years that I've known you, that you haven't actually kind of found that magic lantern, you know, in the Guardian Code. And I want you to explain to people, you know, what was the catalyst for, because it's way more than a book. You've created a system, a formula that is powerful, that is life-changing, that is designed to help individuals get past a lot of just worldly cause silliness in their lives. What gave you the concept, and how did the book develop, and then later the Guardian Code? I guess I'm asking you to tell us your story.
It's a simple answer. It's called starvation.
Well, that'll work.
It really is. Sherry and I had a bunch of kids, and I was in direct sales. That means you deal with individuals on a one-to-one basis. And my constant struggle was to figure out how things worked. And one of the biggest things involved with sales, anyone who's been in it realizes, is that you've got a tremendous number of variables. I used to envy people that were in athletics because it was so simple for them. Now, I know that all the athletes out there are going to say, yeah, you think it's simple. You try and do what I do. Well, I agree. It's not simple like it takes no effort, but it's simple in concept in all the variables you have to deal with. Just for example, let me just compare the two. Let's say you're running the 100-meter dash. Okay, you've got one job, and that's to get from here to 100 meters down the track in the shortest period of time possible. That's all. It's very simple. What are the variables? Well, your physical capabilities, your technique that you can learn from a coach as to how to run and be more effective and get the efficiency out of each step and all that. But if you look at all of the variables involved with a sales situation, they're infinitely more. So let's jump over to a salesperson. They have to, first of all, find somebody to talk to. Then they have to make an appointment with them. And what are the variables there? You don't know the situation. When you pick up the telephone to call someone to make an appointment to visit with them, you don't know who kicked their cat that morning, what their situation is, whether they're just being totally irritated by the telephone call, whether they want to talk to you, whether they're interested in what you are dealing with or not, and what their environment is, what kind of a relationship they have with their spouse, what's going on with their kids. All of that affects whether you're going to get the appointment. Once you get the appointment, then it's a matter of going out there and showing up, and the variables are, will they be there? Will they be receptive? Has something happened between the time that you talked to them and when you didn't, and when you got there, that actually affected their attitude? You've got a whole bunch of variables connected with whether you even get inside their home to sit down in the living room and chat for a little bit, get acquainted so that they can see what kind of a character you are and you can assess the situation that you're in, which could be, again, a whole myriad of variables, the relationship between the couple and whether they're both there. As you know from having been in sales, when you're dealing in the home, You have to have both people there, otherwise it's what's referred to as a one-legger, and the probability of getting him to say, yes, this is a